我们请弟兄姊妹打开罗马书第六章。
Please turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们要从12节读到23节。
Romans chapter 6 verses 12 through 23.
如果你愿意的话呢，你可以跟我一起来读中文的，然后我们请弟兄带大家一起读英文。
We'll read it once in Chinese all together and then once in English all together.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义作奴仆，以至于成圣。因为你们做罪的奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Let's read it together in English, verse 12 through 23. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead.And your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves for the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death, or of obedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin,You became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weaknesses of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification.For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在这一段圣经的里面
In this passage of scripture,
我们看见19节和22节呢出现了一个重要的字眼
We see in verse 19 and verse 22 there is an important word that is mentioned
那就是成圣
And that word is sanctification
我们知道使徒保罗告诉我们一个基督徒蒙恩得救之后
We know that Apostle Paul tells us that when once a Christian believes in the Lord,
我们应该有一个成圣生活的追求。
We need to have a life of pursuing after this sanctification.
在罗马书的前八章的里面
the first eight chapters of the book of Romans,
使徒保罗把我们基督徒在主里面的经历解释得非常的清楚。
The Apostle Paul describes very, very clearly the experiences of the Christian.
它有三个不同的阶段。
There are three different parts, stages.
那么第一个阶段呢，是讲到称义。
The first stage is receiving justification.
第二个阶段呢，叫做成圣。
The second stage, receiving sanctification.
第三个阶段呢，讲到得荣耀。
And that third stage is gaining glory.
那么我们知道这个称义这一方面来讲的话呢
And we know that in terms of receiving justification,
这是我们用信心来接受就可以的。
We receive this by faith.
因为主已经把一切都为我们做成了。
Because the Lord has already accomplished everything for us.
所以我们因信就可以称义。
So when we believe, we receive justification.
当然我们是相信耶稣基督的血能够站在一个对的地位上。
Of course, we believe in the blood of our Lord Jesus and we stand in that position of...
在这一方面来讲的话呢我们任何人都不需要做任何事情。
If you think of it like this, that means that none of us need to do anything to obtain this.
我们也不能做任何的事。
And in reality, we cannot do anything.
因为主已经把一切都做成了。
Because the Lord has already accomplished everything.
我们只要运用信心来接受就可以。
And all we have to do is receive this by faith.
那么当然在成圣的经历上面
But in terms of experience in sanctification,
我们晓得也是主为我们做成一切。
This is also something that the Lord is accomplished.
在哥林多前书第一章三十节里面告诉我们
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 it tells us
神使基督成为我们的圣洁
says Christ Jesus who became the wisdom of God and our righteousness and sanctification
就是说主耶稣在我们里面的时候我们已经有了圣洁
So when Christ came into our lives, we automatically have this sanctification.
那么因此呢，保罗鼓励我们，我们要追求一个成圣的生活。
So Paul encourages us to pursue after a life of sanctification.
若是没有主耶稣在我们的里面把圣洁带给我们，我们是不可能追求成圣的生活的。
If it wasn't for Christ's life in us that brought the justifying part, we cannot have a life of sanctification.
但是呢，在成圣生活的追求上面，跟那个称义的生活有一点不一样。
But in pursuing after sanctification, there is a little bit of difference between sanctification and having that righteousness.
虽然同样的都是用信心来接受。
Justification is received by faith.
但是在成圣的生活里面呢，我们基督徒有一点的责任。
But in sanctification, there is a bit of responsibility on the part of a Christian.
我们讲过，在称义的事情上面，所有神的儿女们都站在同一个地位上。
We mentioned that in terms of justification, we are all on the same plane.
但是呢，在成圣的事情上面，基督徒很多的表现可能会不一样。
But in terms of sanctification, every brother and sister may manifest a different degree of sanctification.
因为在这一方面有程度上面的不一样。
Because there are different degrees of sanctification.
这个就看你个人在主面前你尽了多少的责任。
And this shows your personal capacity of sanctification.
那么好，我现在呢，我想我们先把这个成圣的意义呢，给弟兄姊妹做一个解释。
So I want to first describe what the definition of sanctification is.
到底什么是成圣
？What exactly is sanctification?
在罗马书第六章十二节那里告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 12 it tells us.
我们首先知道罪是一种的权势。
We know that sin is something that reigns in us.
我们中文把它翻成是做王的。
It means that it reigns in us. And in the Chinese, it describes it as a king.
我们晓得这个中文这样的翻译啊， 是一个很好的翻译。
And this is a pretty good translation.
因为在人世间中，人世间我们知道这个君王呢是最高的一个权柄的代表。
Because we know that the king is above all.
假如是一个国家里面有君王的话，这个王说了就算数了。
If there is a kingdom and the king makes a statement, then that statement will come to pass.
所以在我们没有得救之前，罪在我们里面是做王的。
So prior to us believing in the Lord, sin was our king.
他呢，能够在我们这个必死的身体上做王。
And it reigned in our mortal body.
叫我们那个，叫我们呢，一直活在一种的私欲的里面。
And we consistently lived in this form of lust.
那我们知道这个私欲就是我们败坏的天性。
And lust is part of our fallen nature.
那么简单的来说，就是说呢，我们当罪在我们里面做王的时候，我们活出来的光景都是救人的光景。
In simple terms, is that when sin is lived out in us, it manifests the life of the old man.
那么现在你蒙恩得救了。
But now we are saved.
神不要叫你在地上只是活出来都是像原来旧人。
And the Lord does not want us to continue living out the sinful desires.
所以因此呢，神要求我们基督徒要追求成圣的生活。
So then the Lord requires that we pursue after a life of sanctification.
这个成圣简单的意义就是一个分别的生活。
And simply speaking, sanctification means a separation.
因为现在我们里面有了新的生命。
Because we now have a new life.
我们如何能让这个新的生命从我们身上能够表现出来呢？
And how can we allow this new life to be lived out?
这就是成圣生活的一个追求。
And this is the pursuing of the life of sanctification.
其实呢，新生命的这个表现呢，就是主耶稣基督的形象。
Actually, this living out of this new life is, in fact, living out the image of Christ.
所以最简单的定义啊，什么叫做成圣？
So what is the simplest thing of regarding sanctification?
就是追求成圣的生活，就是追求更多像主。
So what is the simplest definition of what sanctification is, and that is to be like Christ.
就更多的能把基督能够把它活出来。
So the more we can live out the life of Christ.
我们上一次曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
Last time we spoke of something.
基督徒属灵生活中有一个秘诀。
And that the Christian life there is a secret.
就是我们认识我们与主一同死了。
And that is that we recognize that we are dead with Christ.
我们向自己死。
That we die to ourselves.
向神活着。
And we live to God.
这是一个属灵生活中重要的一个过程。
And this is a very important process that we go through.
但是呢，我们基督徒还有更重要积极的目的。
But we have a more important goal.
就是呢，我们要活出基督。
That we need to live out Christ.
这个才是目的。
And this is the true purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在地上的日子就是要追求成圣。
So in our lifetime, we need to pursue after sanctification.
就是要追求更多的像我们的主。
And that means that we pursue after living out and being more like Christ.
使徒约翰在约翰一书第三章的里面这样说。
In 1 John chapter 3, it tells us.
第三章第二节。
In chapter 3 verse 2, it tells us.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet, but we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
所以约翰告诉我们说，我们现在是神的儿女。
So Apostle John tells us that right now we are children of God.
每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都是神的儿女。
Every born again Christian is a child of God.
但是将来如何还会显明。
But there's something else that will be manifested later.
为什么约翰要这样说呢？
Why does John say this?
就当主回来的时候啊。
It's when the Lord returns.
虽然我们大家都得着同样一个生命，
Even though we all have the same life,
但是个人表现出来情况不一样。
But what we manifest outwardly is different.
那个不一样的原因是什么呢？
Why is there a difference?
就是看你对神圣的认识有多少。
And that depends on how your understanding of sanctification.
对神圣的追求有多少。
And it depends on your pursuit after sanctification.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神的心意是要把我们能够改变的更像耶稣基督。
The heart of the Lord is to change us so that we can be more like Christ.
当然到主已显现的时候，每个人都要像他了。
So when the Lord comes, we will all be like him.
也许有人问说，哎呀，到那一天呢，我看你也是基督，你看我也是基督，那么我谁也不认识了。对不对？
You might ask, well, on that day, if you look at me, I look like Christ, and you look like Christ, and we won't be able to identify one another.
不是这样。
And it's not like this.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人的个格永远存在。
Your personal characteristics, your personality will always be with you.
所以虽然我们表现的是基督，
Even though what we manifest is Christ,
到那个时候我们还是认识你是谁，我是谁。
But in heaven, we will still be able to recognize who is who.
这是一个奇妙的主奇妙的一个工作。
And this is a miraculous work of the Lord.
但是今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，在基督徒的生活里面，成圣的追求是非常重要的。
But today, in our lives, the work of sanctification in us is extremely important.
我们可以说呢，基督徒一切的追求，最终的目的就是这个。
We can say that in our entire lifetime, our one goal is this.
所以我们基督徒应当以追求成圣作为我们生活的一个主要目标。
So we need to make sanctification a goal in our personal life.
你看在教会历史上啊，
We look at church history.
因为有很多圣徒们，他们的眼睛得开，看见了神在我们身上这个目的。
There are many people who walked before us who had their eyes open to what sanctification is.
他们因此转变他们整个人生的方向。
And they would rather turn their entire viewpoint.
虽然世界的东西他们不追求了。
They would not pursue after the things of this world.
你看在属灵的事情上面，
But in spiritual things,
有很多我们今天认为宝贵的东西，他们也不追求。
A lot of things, even spiritual things that that today we may crave after, they don't pursue after.
你看见在他们的生命中，他们现在有一个很清楚的一个焦点，一个 focus.
And now they have a focus in their life.
他们要追求成圣。
And they want to pursue after sanctification.
有的人这样说。
Some people will say,
说更多的恩赐，更大的能力，我不求。
More blessing and more power, I don't desire.
我追求的就是更多能像主。
What I desire is to be more like Christ.
你看恩赐能力，我们是多么羡慕呢，对不对？
Don't we all want blessing and more power?
但是那个真正看见神目的的人呢，他不是追求这个。
But someone who truly understands the Lord does not pursue after these things.
也有人说，更多的祝福，更美好的生活，我也不在意。
And some other people might say, a better lifestyle, a more blessing, I don't care about.
你看我们常常在主面前祷告的，主啊，求你祝福我，求你祝福我，对不对？
Many times we pray and we say, Lord, bless me, bless me.
我们多么希望更多得着神的祝福呢？
And we all want to gain more of the Lord's blessing.
我们当多么希望在地上能过着一个幸福的生活呢？
And we all want to live a blessed life in this world.
但是有人因为认识这个，他们根本不在意这些东西。
But there are some people who truly see the Lord and they don't care about this.
所以难怪你会看见很多的爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们为着主舍弃。
And you'll see many people who really love the Lord have given up everything for the
Lord. 他们放弃他们所谓幸福的生活。
They've put aside their blessed life and their cushy lifestyle.
他们更多的追求是能够更多像主。
But they want to pursue after the image of Christ.
我知道有很多基督徒都很怕听这个道。
A lot of Christians don't like hearing this message.
一说要撇弃所有，哎呦。
You have to put down everything. That's too much.
因为我们拥有的太多了。
Because we want too many things.
不过呢，感谢主，保罗有另外一句很好的话，也许你喜欢听。
But thank the Lord, Paul has another phrase that might be a little bit easier for us to accept.
保罗在哥林多前书七章三十一节这样讲。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 says this.
他说我们要用事物像不用事物。
We have to use the world as though we are not using the world.
那么这意思就是说你可以尽量拥有，对不对？
That means that you can use as much as you need to in this world.
但是你需要学会一个功课。
But you have to learn a lesson.
主把这一切丰富都给了我们。
God has given all of these blessings to us.
我们可以用。
We can use it.
但是呢，要像不用一样。
But we have to treat it as if we're not using it.
那主拿走了，没也没问题。
So if the Lord takes it away, it's not a big deal.
有，我们不觉得多宝贵。
If we do have it, it's not something very precious to us.
失去也没什么难过。
And if we lose it, we're not sad.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
为了什么？
Why is this?
为了追求成圣的生活。
This is for the purpose of pursuing after sanctification.
还有的弟兄姊妹是这样说的。
And then there are some brothers and sisters who would say this.
我的人生没有自己的理想。
In my life, I don't have my own desires or thoughts.
Ideas.
啊，
我也不追求自己的满意。
I don't have my own dreams, and I don't want to chase after my own.
他们现在看见神给了一个确定的目标。就是为了追求成圣。
And they have one specific goal in their life, and that is to pursue after sanctification.
啊，也有的圣徒们，他们不追求地上的这些名声。
And sometimes there are brothers and sisters who don't pursue after the fame of this world.
我们被人知道或者不被人知道，这个根本不关紧要。
People know who I am or they don't know who I am, it doesn't matter.
我们有没有名根本就是小事情。
Whether our name is big or not, it doesn't make a difference.
他们只有一件事情，高举基督。
The only thing they care about is to exalt the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在教会历史中，
So we see in church history,
很多神的儿女们的眼睛得开。
Many brothers and sisters had their eyes
他们就在他们的一生中找到了真实的意义。
And they found in their lifetime one true purpose.
他们知道为什么活在地上。
And they understand why they are living in this world.
他们也知道他们的生活到底在追求什么。
And they know what the purpose of their life is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
The brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗告诉我们，
Apostle Paul tells
us, 我们应当以追求成圣做我们基督徒生活追求的目标。
We have to make a life of sanctification our Christian life's goal.
那么同时呢，在罗马书里面告诉我们，
Also in Romans it tells us,
在成圣的生活中啊，
In sanctification,
我们有我们当尽的一点责任。
We have some responsibilities.
我很喜欢达比弟兄所说的一句话。
I like one thing that Brother Darby mentioned.
他解释罗马书的时候，他告诉我们，
When he described Romans, he said something.
我们基督徒有在恩典中当尽的责任。
That a Christian has responsibilities in grace.
他的意思就告诉我们说呢，在追求神的事上，每一件事都是恩典在先，责任在后。
So what does this mean? It means that in everything that we do, first there is grace, and then we follow with our responsibilities.
神的作为呢，永远是供应在先，要求在后。
The Lord, in all of the work that He does, He supplies us first and then asks us to fulfill that task.
啊，我们人呢有两种难处。
And for man, there are two difficulties.
有人觉得是现在我信了主了，现在我有责任要做好基督徒。
Some people will think, well, great, now I'm a Christian, now I have responsibility to be a good person.
所以我因此开始尽责任，要把自己做成个好基督徒。
So I must use, out of my responsibility of being a Christian, I have to use my own abilities to become a good Christian.
所以我们就拼命地去尽责任。
So we put all of our energy into working at this.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is the result of this?
是不仅做不到，并且是很苦的。
On one hand, you're not going to achieve that goal, and it's going to be very tiring and difficult.
请我们记得。
So please remember.
没有恩典。
If there's no grace,
你是不可能尽责任的。
You cannot fulfill this responsibility.
神是先把我们放在恩典中。
So the Lord first gives us His grace.
然后你去尽责任。
And then we can fulfill our responsibilities.
所以我们在属灵的教导上面也是这样。
So in our spiritual teachings, we also use this.
没有恩典，不要随便叫人家做什么事情。
If there's no grace, then we can't require someone to do something.
如果我们只把责任给人，那不给恩典呢？那个就是苦行。
If we give someone a task of service but do not give them grace, then we will.
神做事永远不是这样。
The Lord doesn't do this kind of work.
但是我们有另外一面的难处是什么呢？
But on the other hand, there's another difficulty. Sometimes we only want the Lord's grace and we don't want that responsibility afterwards.
啊, 神若祝福我们,
so if the Lord blesses us,
神若恩待我们, 哎呀, 我们的欢喜,
and He pours His grace upon us and we're very happy,
神要我们尽一点责任, 哎呀, 我们马上这个脸就, 嗯, 拉下来了,
and when the Lord requires a little bit of responsibility from us, then we have a heavy heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 神有恩典,
so brothers and sisters, the Lord gives grace.
我们有我们当尽的责任,
and we have our bit of responsibility.
特别在成圣的生活上,
particularly in the aspect of sanctification.
感谢我们的神,
we thank our Lord.
因为我们在恩典中, 我们来尽责任, 这是可以做得到,
because in grace, if we have responsibility in grace, then we can achieve this goal.
你看罗马书第五章二十节和二十一节有多么美好的话。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, it says a wonderful phrase.
他说律法本是外天的叫过犯显多，请记得下面的话说， 只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪作王，叫人死；照样恩典借着义作王，叫人因我们主耶稣基督得永生。It
says, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们晓得罪是一个权势,
we know that sin is something that reigns.
啊, 是要败坏我们的,
it destroys us.
但圣经告诉我们的恩典是比罪更多的,
the Bible tells us that grace is even greater than sin.
啊, 不管你是多大的罪人,
it doesn't matter how great a sinner you are.
神的恩典永远是超过你所有的过犯,
God's grace is bigger and greater than the sin, the biggest sin in your life.
所以这告诉我们, 我们在恩典中来尽责任,
so you can see that if we fulfill our responsibilities in grace, it is not a difficult thing. Grace allows us to do the right thing. And grace is what should reign in us.
结果呢,
and what is the outcome of that? That is eternal life.
所以我们感谢主,
we thank our Lord
在新约的时代中,
that in the New Testament
time,
we know we are living under grace. We're not living under the law.
什么叫做在律法之下?
What does it mean to live under the law?
就是没有恩典的要求,
it means that there is no requirement of grace.
啊, 今天呢, 我们读圣经时, 我们发觉圣经中有很多这些道德上的要求。
And we know that today, as a Christian, there are a lot of commands and law,
啊, 我们觉得这些都是,
moral law,
都是非常的好,
moral laws, and these laws are all good things.
啊, 但是弟兄姊妹, 没有恩典的话呢, 只在律法之下, 你根本做不到的。
But without grace, and you're just under a law, you won't be able to fulfill this.
比方说我们举个例子,
for example,
很多弟兄姊妹家里, 我看见都挂了个大牌子, 叫耶稣基督是我家之主。
And many Christians will put this big plaque in their home that says, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Lord,
oh, Lord of this house.
你看,这是好话,
this is a great phrase.
哇,每天看这个话, 哎呀,
you look at this phrase every day and you think how great it is. But many married people will stand below this big plaque and argue with one another.
你光看那个话,
if you only look at this plaque, you can't fulfill the task.
耶稣基督在你家里真是主吗?
Is the Lord really the Lord of your house?
是主, 我们为什么会吵架呢?
If He really is Lord, then why do you get into arguments?
可见呢, 你还是自己做主。
So perhaps you are still the Lord of yourself.
那只不过是一句好话。
And that merely is just a wonderful phrase.
所以没有恩典,
so without grace, we live under the law. And that's something that we cannot fulfill.
请我们记得,
please remember,
在新约的时代中,
in the New Testament times,
我们已经在恩典之下,
we are already living under grace.
或者再用简单的话来说,
and in simpler terms,
在恩典之下, 就是已经在基督里了。
In under grace means that we are already in Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们, 我们的主耶稣基督就是神的恩典。
The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is grace.
我们活在他的里面就是恩典。
So if we live in Him, we have grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们追求成圣的生活
When we pursue after a life of sanctification
我们在神的恩典中有我们当尽的责任
And fulfill our responsibilities in grace.
那么好，现在我们要问说呢，我们当尽什么责任呢？
Now I want to ask, well, what sort of responsibilities do we have?
啊，这里有两个简单的要求。
There are two simple requirements.
啊，请我们记得，神的要求并不多的。
Please keep in mind, the Lord doesn't require very much out of us.
因为我们是在恩典的时代。
Because we are living under grace now.
所以每一个基督徒都可以做到的。
So every Christian can achieve this.
啊，第一个要求。
The first requirement is.
就在十二节的头句话。
Is the very first part of verse 12.
这里说，所以不要容，不要容让。
It says, therefore do not let, or let not.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们，这句话非常的宝贵。
This little phrase is very precious.
这说明什么呢?
What does this say?
现在你有一个力量。
Now you have this free will.
Power.
Oh, you have strength.
对，当罪再来引诱试探你的时候。
And when sin wants to tempt you.
那么你站在一个地位上面呢，就什么，你可以不要犯。
You stand in a position where you can make a decision and not sin.
你从前没有得救的时候啊,
Prior to believing in the Lord,
你是没有这个力量的。
You didn't have this strength.
啊, 当你里面的欲望、私欲被引发起来的时候,
When the lusts and sinful desires rise in you,
你就感觉那个力量抓着你走势叫你,没办法抗拒的。
And you feel like it's grabbing a hold of you and you can't do anything about it.
但是现在呢，你自己可以做决定。
But now you have the power to make that decision.
这个试探引诱来的时候。
When the temptation comes your way.
你自己可以做决定。
You can make a choice.
因为现在你已经有恩典在你的里面。
Because you now have grace in your life.
那么这句话的意思。
The meaning of this.
也可以另外看说呢。是神非常尊重我们人的自由意志。
Is that the Lord really is willing to get, respects our free will?
啊，我们晓得当神造人的时候
，When God created man，
神把这个自由意志摆在人的里面，神是非常尊重这件事情。
He gave free will to man, and he respected the free will of man.
这个自由的意志就是说你可以做选择。
What does free will mean? It means you can make the decision.
所以我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后啊
So after someone is baptized,
要不要犯罪啊你自己可以做选择的
After someone receives the Lord, you have the power to decide whether you're going to sin or not.
如果你心里面还是想犯罪你还是可以犯罪
If in your heart you still want to sin, you can still sin.
但是你现在也可以选择不犯罪
But you can also choose not to sin.
并且你要不犯就真的不犯
And if you don't want to sin, then you don't have to sin.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
没有恩典,
if there is no grace,
人的意志力是非常的薄弱的。
The self-will of man is very limited.
但在恩典中的时候呢?
But under grace,
你运用这个意志力的时候,不仅是正确的,并且是有能力的。
But when you come across this decision, you not only have free will, but you have the power to make the right decision.
我想在座的弟兄姊妹,
those sitting here,
可能大多数的人都跟我一样，只是意志力薄弱的人。
And many of you are probably like me, who has a very weak willpower.
我们常常是心里想要什么就做不到的。
Many times we want to do something, but we can't do it.
不想做的反而去做了。
And those things we should not do, we end up doing it.
所以我们基督徒生活中充满了很多的失败。
So in our Christian life, there are many failures.
那个真正意志力刚强的人呢，我也不多见，就是。
And those who are truly strong are few and far between.
当然我们看见这个世界上有很多成功的人。
Although we see in this world, there are many successful people.
好像他们都是意志力很坚强的。
They have a very strong will.
他们因为意志力坚强，所以他们呢很多事情能够一直做到底，结果有一点成就。
So those who are very, very strong and keep pushing forward, sometimes you can see a little bit of achievement.
在你的事业上面来讲，可能有点果效。
And maybe in your career, this can be effective.
但是呢，在你这个所谓道德的生活上面来讲的话呢，是非常不容易。
But when you speak of your life of following the Lord, moral life, it's a little bit more difficult.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
现在因为我们从神领受的这个恩典。
Because we have gained this grace from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们可以不容许这样的情况。
We can allow ourselves to not fall to sin.
所以在跟随主的事上。
So when we follow the Lord,
如果我们完全是凭着意志力跟随主，你这个路走不长远。
If we use our own power and our own willpower to try to achieve this, we can't walk very far.
但是如果你会知道怎样活在恩典的里面。
But if we know how to walk in grace,
你的意志会发生呢，你意想不到的功效。
We can achieve things that we don't expect to achieve.
对，因为你站在主的这一面。
Because we are standing on the Lord's side.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很多的罪恶，很多事情很轻易的容易胜过。
And a lot of things we can overcome.
那么保罗在罗马书第六章里面不仅讲到不要容，还有第二个重要的点。
Not only does in the book of Romans it mentions the do not or the let not, there's another point.
这是更积极的一面的东西。
And it's a more important thing.
就是要献
and that is to in the NASB version it says to present
那么这个字呢在翻译的里面中英文都有不同的翻译
and there's many meanings different meanings of this word、present.
也就是十三节呢说你也不要将你们的肢体献给罪那个献奉献的献
and in verse 13 it says and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin
那么这个字呢是包括奉献的意思在里面
And this word present entails the meaning of offering
Consecration
and, Or consecration
那么但是这里这个字呢可以说是奉献的一个运用
But you can say that offering is just a method of
就是你我们
a way to use this word
所以它这个字啊在英文的圣经里面，有的把它翻作是 yield。
And in the English translations, there are some translations that use the word yield instead of present.
对，这个 yield 这个字就是让的意思。
And this word yield means to let.
对，假使今天你没有奉献的话呢，你想 yield 也很困难。
And today, if you don't want to offer, then it's impossible for you to yield.
我想在美国，我们常常看见这个字。
And many times in America, we see this often.
你开车的人就常常碰见这个。
And those who drive will encounter this word.
一个倒三角啊。
This the sign, the yield sign.
你一看见那个字，你就知道怎么，你要让别人呐。
When you're driving and you see this sign, it means you have to let someone else go.
所以这可以翻作是 yield.
So you can use this as yield.
那么也还有一种的方法，另外一种翻译呢。就是侍立在旁边。
And another translation or another word that you can describe this is to stand by.
那么弟兄姊妹也懂得什么叫 stand by, 对不对
？And you all understand what that means to stand by.
站在旁边。
To stand next
stand
to.
By,
to stand,
stand
by.
By 就 stand by 就 对那么这个字呢，在我们刚刚读的圣经里面一共出现过五次。
And this word in the passage we just read appears five times.
所以这个献呢是一个更积极的重要的一个态度。
This word to present or to yield is a more important lesson we need to learn.
那这里呢保罗告诉我不要将你们的肢体献上。
And here in verse 13 it says, Paul mentions, do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin.
我想我要对这个肢体呢稍微做一点解释。
And I want to just explain a little bit of the word members.
保罗说这个肢体是什么意思呢?
What does Paul mean when he says members of your body?
简单的来说,
simply speaking,
就是你的欲望可以支配的身体。
Your desires will ultimately affect the members of your body.
像我们的手啊，我们的脚啊，我们的眼啊，我们的口啊，等等啊。
Like our hands, our feet, our eyes, our mouth, every aspect.
比方说我们里面产生那个贪心呢。
For example, if we have the greed inside of us.
我们的手就去拿了。
Our hands will grab it.
是吧？你的手 是受到你那个败坏的这个欲望的一个支配。
And the hands are obedient to that sinful desire inside of you.
当然我们的手是万能的。是可以做很多事情。
So our hands, although can do many things.
但是呢我们知道也可以做很多坏事。
But it can also do many bad things.
我们晓得你有欲望在里面支配你的时候你的手可能就做很多坏事情。
And if you have those evil desires within you, that may allow your hands to perform these evil acts.
像我们的脚也是一样。
Same with our feet.
那个不该去的地方啊，哇，这个里面的欲望启动的时候，那个脚就顺着走了。
Places where we are not supposed to walk to, but because those evil desires flare up and it brings us there.
我们的眼睛也是一样。
Same with our eyes.
那个不该看的东西啊，你欲望发生在里面的时候，它就往那方面看。
Some things we should not see, but because of those evil desires within us, allows us to open up our eyes to see.
我想年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我想特别需要被提醒。
I think the young people really need to be reminded of this.
我们的口也是一样。
Same with our mouth.
这个欲望一发生在里面的时候呢，那个嘴巴就开始批评论断了。
And when our evil desires flare up, then our mouth, we have a dirty mouth.
或者呢，那个吃那个不该吃的东西了。
Or we end up eating things we're not supposed to eat.
对吧？我们身上的这个。所有的这些肢体啊，都是我们这个欲望的支配。
So all the members of our body are controlled by the evil our desires.
所以，当我们这些肢体受到里面这种的私欲的支配的时候呢，我们就变成不义的工具了。就是保罗讲。
So as soon as the members of our body are controlled by the lusts and evil desires, then we no longer.It can be presented as useful instruments.
所以保罗因此告诉我们说，现在呢，你要把你的这个身体献给义作器具。
So now Paul says, but present yourselves to God as in righteousness.
就是要给神来用。
So that God can be use us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
有很多时候我们的奉献呢，在主跟前奉献是含糊笼统的。就是马马虎虎的这样。
Sometimes when we offer ourselves to the Lord, we do it half-heartedly.
我们常常主啊，我把自己奉献给你了。
You say, Lord, I'm going to offer myself to you.
主问说你到底把哪一部分奉献给我了
？The Lord asks us, what part of you are you going to offer to me?
所以真正懂得奉献的人呢
？Someone who truly understands what offering is.
他们就知道这个奉献要很具体的，就是叫 bodily。要很实在的。
So when you offer to the Lord, it has to be real.
Okay, real 可以。这个我们刚刚唱的一首诗歌啊，叫《收我此生做奉献》。
That hymn that we just sang earlier, "Take My Life and Let It Be."
弟兄姊妹可以看到，这是 Francis Havergal 姊妹写的。
And the author of this hymn is a sister named Frances Havergal.
我们知道在19世纪的时候
In the 19th century,
我们的姊妹是一个最懂得奉献的人。
Our sister is one who truly understands what offering.
她写了非常多奉献的诗歌。
She wrote many hymns on what offering.
我们这个诗歌本里面收集了好几首。
And many of those hymns are in this hymn book.
你又看见我们的姊妹真是懂得如何奉献。
We see that our sister really understood what offering is.
这也是她奉献诗中间的一首非常好的一首诗歌。
And this is one of these wonderful hymns of an offering.
你看见她在这里奉献的时候，她知道一样一样的奉献啊。
And you see that when she speaks of offering, she offers every single part.
她先讲到把我的年日奉献给主。
First it says, take my life.
Moments and days.
Oh, moments and days.
那么呢，下面就讲的说呢，奉献我的双手。
Then it says, take my hands.
然后说，奉献我的两个脚。
Then it says, take my feet.
奉献我的声音。
My voice.
奉献我的嘴唇。
And take my lips.
奉献我的金钱。
Take my silver and gold.
奉献我的聪明才干。
Take my intellect.
奉献我的意志。
Take my will.
奉献我的心。
Take my heart.
奉献我的爱情。
Take my love.
奉献我的全人
and take myself completely.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见我们姊妹的奉献呢是从头到脚一样一样的通通奉献
So you see our sister when she offered herself is from head to toe every member
这个叫做把你的肢体奉献给义作器具。
And this means that we offer the members of our body for righteousness so the Lord can use us.
所以基督徒的奉献应该是这么具体的奉献。
And the offering that we give to the Lord should be complete like this.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
在成圣的生活的追求上
When we think of pursuing the life of sanctification,
这一个献是非常重要的。
This presenting or yielding is very important.
我再说
I'll say again,
保罗这里所用的一个字
Paul uses this word here,
是奉献生活的一个实行
And this is a way of offering、
那么好他说 你也把自己献上
So it says、you offer yourself
你要献到什么样的一个程度才叫真正的献呢
So how can you offer in a way where you truly will achieve this complete offering. He continues to say,
他说呢，要把自己献上，好像奴隶一样的献上。
You have to offer yourself as a slave.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我不晓得这个做仆人呢，跟这个做奴仆还是不一样。
You know that there is a slight difference between a servant and a slave.
我们常常想说，主愿意做你的仆人。
Many times we'll say, Lord, I'm willing to be your servant.
但是我们晓得仆人是可以选主人的。
We know that a servant can choose its own master.
今天我愿意跟这个我就跟这个，明天我愿意跟那个就跟那个。
If I want to serve this person, I'll do it today. If I want to serve that person, I'll do it tomorrow.
但是呢，做奴仆的人呢是没有选择的。
But if you are a slave, you have no choice.
做奴仆的话呢？你只能听主人的。
If you are a slave, you can only listen to your master.
在古代，做奴隶的人甚至连自己的人格都没有的。
In the old days, slaves didn't even have their own dignity.
那么也不可能有自己的意见。
And you cannot have your own will.
所以你一切都是什么样的？顺服。
So,Your entire life is to obey.
哇，你想这样好可怕。
You think how scary this is.
我们今天是生活在21世纪啊，一直追求做自由人，对不对？
Today we're in the 21st century and we strive to be an independent person.
怎么还会出现这个奴隶的思想？
How can this phrase of being a slave come up?
但是在属灵的事情上面。
But in spiritual things.
弟兄姊妹们，拣选做奴隶的人是智慧人。
Those who choose to be slaves of our Lord, are those who are wise.
因为我们只有这样的顺服能使我们成为义人。
Because this is the only way in order for us to become righteous.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道是做谁的奴仆啊。
We have to understand whose slave we are.
我们是做创造整个宇宙万有的神的奴仆啊。
We are the slave of the God who created this universe.
老实讲，我们根本不配的，你知道吧？
And we are truly unworthy.
我常常看见啊，那个在这个世界上面有很多做这个国家领袖的人的这些奴隶，他很得意啊。
Many times I'll see these representatives of various countries.
当然现在很少奴隶了，多半都做仆人的多。
And they're more servants.
做 servant， 对不对？但他做 servant， 他也很得意啊。比如说，我是给这个奥巴马总统烧饭的，哇、哦，那个很生气啊，是吧
？But they are very proud. For example, the chef of our President Obama will be very proud that he's the chef of.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要弄错了啊！不要弄错了。
So don't get that wrong.
啊，你是做谁的奴隶呀、啊、
？Whose slave do we belong?
你是做整个创造万有主的奴隶啊！这是我们的荣耀，对不对？
Our master is the creator of this universe, and that is an honor.
保罗告诉我们，因为我们这样的顺服，能叫我们怎么样呢？能够活出义的光景。
So Paul tells us that if we obey like a slave, then we can be righteous.
保罗说呢，你们要从心里面顺服所传给你们道理的模范。
Paul tells us that in
17节
in verse 17.Says, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching.
这个什么叫做这个道理的模范呢
？And what exactly is this form of teaching?
这个模范原文的意思就是一个形象，是个 pattern。
And the original meaning of this is a pattern.
我们晓得这个道理的模范就指着主说的，这个模范指着主说的。
And this pattern is the Lord, is what the Lord says.
我们不是效法世界上那些真正做奴隶人那个形象，我们是效法主的形象。
We're not trying to follow the pattern of what people say in this world, but we're trying to follow the pattern of Jesus.
我们记得在腓立比书第二章第七节里面，有这样的话说。
And in Philippians chapter 2 verse 7 it mentions
主到地上来的时候取了奴仆的形象，对吧？
That when Christ came into this world, he came in the form of a slave or a bondservant.
你看神的儿子甘心情愿的来做奴仆啊。
The Son of God willingly came into this world as a slave.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
在属灵的经历上面来讲，
In spiritual experiences,
这个能够做奴仆，这是一个非常宝贵的一个经历。
One who can understand how to be a slave is a very precious experience.
今天我们要甘心情愿做义的奴仆。
We need to today be with a glad heart be a slave of righteousness.
他说呢，因为这样你会达到一个成圣的果效。
Because this will give you a victorious outcome.
叫你能够成圣。
Will allow you to be freed.
Be sanctified.
Be sanctified.
那么，所以这就告诉我们说，我们今天一定要在一个对的光景中啊，能够把主的形象表现出来。
So today, in a right attitude, we have to offer ourselves completely to the Lord.
并且这个成圣有一个非常好的结果。
So in The sanctification also has a good outcome.
带进永生。
And that is eternal life.
就是能够把新的生命完全从你身上能够把它活出来。
And that we can completely live out this new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗在罗马书第六章的这一段话对我们来讲是何等的重要。
So what Apostle Paul tells us in chapter 6 of Romans is very important.
他鼓励我们。基督徒要追求这个成圣的生活。
He encourages all of us to live a life of sanctification.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
在成圣的追求上我们有当尽的责任。
That within sanctification there is responsibility.
第一个就是不要容让。
And the first one is to let not.
第二个呢就是要把我们自己献上。
And the second one is to present ourselves.
我刚才已经讲过
So I mentioned earlier
在教会历史上
That in church history
有无数的圣徒他们因为看见这个真理
There are countless saints who saw this
他们在他们的人生中找到意义
In their lifetime they found this one purpose
他们也在他们的侍奉中找到真实的道路
And in their service they found this true way
所以他们就努力地向这个方向走
So they pursued after this in this direction
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
事实上也是这样
In reality it is this as well
将来我们来到最后审判的时候
And when we come to the very end When we face the last judgment
神不是看说你有在地上显了多少恩赐多显了多少能力有多少的知识神不是看这个
The Lord is not looking for you, if you to see how many gifts you had or blessings or power that you manifested
神乃是看在你生命中成圣的程度到底有多少
The Lord is looking for the degree of sanctification in your life
看你生命中的转变到底有多少
To see how much turning around of your life there is
所以我们今天应当认识
So today we have to recognize
在生活中能够活出主的形象就是真实的见证
That today if we can truly live out the image of Christ that is true testimony
这也是圣经所启示神造人终极的目的
And the Bible states that this is the one purpose in why man was created
这也是我们基督徒生活中最大的属灵价值。
And this is the most valued thing in our Christian life.
Yes. 所以我们要再强调。
So I want to emphasize again.
神从来不重视我们有多大的恩赐、多大的能力、多少的知识。
The Lord is not looking for how many gifts or what abilities or what power we have or intellect we have.
神所重视的乃是我们里面的生命到底有多少的成长和改变。
The Lord is looking for the degree of turning around our life.
或者这样说，神只重视他儿子在我们身上有多少的彰显。
Or you can say that the Lord is looking for the amount of Christ in our life.
你看使徒彼得到晚年的时候呢，他里面就非常的清楚。
So the Peter in his latter years finally understood this.
彼得是一个有大恩赐的人。
Peter is someone who had great blessing.
Gifts.
啊，
在教会历史上，我们还没有看见有什么人像他这么大的恩赐。
In the history of mankind, we haven't seen someone with this many gifts.
这一传福音就三千人得救，五千人得救。
When he preached the gospel, thousands would be saved.
哇，真的很好看，对不对？
And that is something marvelous.
今天我们如果在这弟兄姊妹们一传福音呢，这个一呼召了一百人站起来，我们就不得了了。今天，对不对？
You know, today if we had a gospel meeting and we had a calling at the end and 100 people stood up, how great would that be?
啊，每次你传福音说，请大家觉知这个那个上面，你听着上面弟兄一直感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，哇，我们的心里好快乐。
And today, if we had a calling and hundreds of people would stand up and accept the Lord, how wonderful would that be?
哇，如果你看彼得传福音的话呢，那你真是快乐死了。
And if you saw Peter preach the gospel and the results that he had, you would be overfilled with joy.
多么大的恩赐啊！
What a great gift he had.
哇，叫一个死了的人，他一祷告就活了。你看这个多了不起啊！
He prayed for the dead and they resurrected.
那么我们看见他有很大的能力。
He had a great power.
哦，你不要看彼得这个打鱼的人呢，他的拥有的知识，今天我们有很多人很难以完全明白的。
Don't look down on him just because he's a fisherman. His intellect, today, none of us could compare to his intellect.
2000年前他就说呢，万物有一天都要被烈火所融化。
And 2000 years ago, he already said that one day, everything will be consumed by fire.
认真读希腊文的人晓得啊。
Those who really study
彼得在那里所讲的是那个核子分裂 ，nuclear 的这个。
What Peter was talking about was the nuclear fusion.
这个彼得怎么会懂得这个呢？对不对
？How could Peter understand this?
这近代人才有这种知识才能晓得。
Only today's intellect could.
但是你看见彼得已经拥有这种的知识。
But Peter, 2,000 years ago, already had this insight.
但是到晚年的时候，
But in the latter years of his life,
当彼得写彼得后书，
When Peter wrote a second Peter,
你看见在他的生命中有一个明确的一个焦点，从来没改变过。
You can see that there's a turning point in his life that you didn't see before.
弟兄姊妹，这也说明只有你有这么确定的一个焦点的人，神能够信托你，把很多的恩赐能力信托给你。
So what does this say? This says that if someone has a direct focus on something, then the Lord can allow his gifts to be manifested.
你看在彼得后书第一章里面。
In 2 Peter chapter 1.
第一章第三节。
The first chapter in verse 3.
好，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
Says, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life.
保罗说这个话是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是神只把生命和前进，这个前进的意思就是生命的表现。
And he, what has He given to us? He's given us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
然后他说呢，他说我们认识呢，用自己的荣耀和美德找我们的主。
And he called us by his glory and his goodness.
神要我们表现的是耶稣基督的各样的美德。
And the Lord wants us to manifest all the goodness of the Lord.
在第四节里面, 他就告诉我们说,
and in verse 4, he tells us
说呢, 因此我们呢, 得与神的性情有份, 你看,
that we are actually partakers of his divine nature.
所以你看见彼得到晚年的时候,
so you can see that in the latter years of Peter's life,
用我们现在的话来说,
if you use today's wording, he placed his entire life on the life of sanctification. He understood that the only way for him, the only thing that was most valuable in his life is to offer himself completely to the Lord. So John tells us, today, right now, we are children of God. And later on, something greater will come. Don't feel that those in Christianity who have great gifts and great powers are going to have really good blessings later on. Those who truly put their life's attention on the life of sanctification,
到了那一天,
on that day, will truly gain the Lord's praises and blessing.
因为约翰告诉我们说,
because John tells us,
他若显现,
when he appears, we will all be like him.
所以今天我们大家同样是神的儿女,
and today we are all children of God.
但是主回来的时候我们可能个人都不一样,
but when the Lord returns, we will all be different.
所以今天, 弟兄姊妹们,
so today we have to understand the importance of pursuing a life of sanctification. And we also have to understand that we have to take up our part and responsibility in grace. That as we interact, we can encourage one another. That we head in this direction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
主留我们在地上,
the Lord still allows us to have time in this world, so we still have opportunity. That we can truly see the goal.
不要被人引到岔道上去,
and not allow anything else to interfere with.
不要浪费我们的年日,
that we won't waste our years.
也不要浪费神给我们学习功课的机会,
and don't allow us to waste the opportunities that the Lord has given to us to learn these lessons.
因为那一天我们见主的时候,
because on that day when we see the Lord,
个个都是欢欢喜喜的,
everyone will be rejoicing.
也许在我们一生在地上,
and maybe in your lifetime in this world, you have not accomplished great things for the Lord. But in your life of sanctification, you had a great pursuing after this. And that is your final reward. So we thank the Lord. If we really understand the importance of this life of sanctification,
所以年轻人好好地追求,
so young people pursue after this,
年长的人也要追求,
and the elderly, you must also pursue after this.
没有一个人可以置身事外,
there's no one here that can, that is,
把自己撇到外面,
who's, you can't exclude yourself from this.
我们不能说, 哎, 我老了没有用, 弟兄姊妹有用, 哈,
sometimes the elderly may say, oh, I'm old, I can't be used anymore, but that's incorrect. You have to be sanctified.
年轻的不要说, 我还年轻, 我日子还多, 你要追求成圣,
and the young people will say, oh, I'm young, I have many more years. That's incorrect. You have to pursue after sanctification.
愿主因他的话祝福我们,
may the Lord bless us with his own words.
我们最后再来把这个313首唱一下好吗?
Can we sing this hymn 313 one more time?
盼望我们姊妹啊, 她这个奉献的心愿, 也是我们每个弟兄姊妹的心愿,
that our sister Frances Havergal's heart of offering may be our heart of offering as well.
在过去的日子, 我们有什么东西还没献给主的, 今天呢, 让我们来把它献给主。
And in the past days and years, if there's something we have not yet offered to the Lord, maybe right now we can offer it to the Lord.
所以当我们唱的时候,
so as we sing this song,
弟兄姊妹,虽然是一首很熟悉的诗歌,
although it's a very familiar hymn,
但愿今天早晨成为你内心深处的祷告。
But may this morning, may this song be the prayer of your heart.
这首诗歌实在很好，我想我们从头到尾唱一遍。
This is a very good hymn, so let's sing all the way through.
大家请大家起立来唱。
Can we all stand and sing this song?
那么希望大家能够尽情地唱。
And may you sing this with a...
不要光听别人唱。
With all your heart, don't just listen to your neighbor sing.
我们要对主说，主啊，收我的时间。
We have to say, Lord, accept my moments and my days.
不是收别人的时间。
Don't take someone else's.
主啊，收我的双手。
Lord, take both of my hands.
不是收别人的双手。
Don't take someone
else's. 如果你不唱，你在那听，你就是光别人在那献礼。
If you only listen and don't sing, then you're not offering.
收我的双脚。
Lord, take both of my feet.
收我的口。
Take my voice.
收我所有一切。
Take my lips and everything.
让我们敞开心灵，在主跟前一同来唱。
And we open up our hearts and sing the song.
唱完之后呢，我们同声在主面前来感谢他。
And afterwards, may we all praise the Lord in one accord.
我们也借着祷告，真实把自己交在主手中。
And through prayer, offer ourselves completely to the Lord.
请给我们起个音就可以。
受我此生做奉献。毫无保留在你前，受我光阴比世人，用以荣耀你不知，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，为我钉十字架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱。为你使你到万代，手我双手为你用，因爱催促才举动，手我两足为你行，终极佳美传你名，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴。为我钉十字苦架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代，受我声音来歌唱，天上荣耀的君王，受我春色作勇气。前来诉说你信息，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，为我钉十字架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代。受我金银和所有，不敢分毫又失留。受我聪明并才干，前来做成你心欢。为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴。为我钉十字架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代，受我一直永属你，从今不再为自己。受我的心主宝座，你主里面好领我，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，为我钉十字架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱。为你使你到万代，受我爱情，哦，我主，
在你前才起头，受我全人灵魂的一切，活着为着你，为我荆棘冠冕你肯担，为我钉十字架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代。
请我们同声开口一点祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.
主，我们满心的感谢你。主啊，求你悦纳所有的心愿，所有的祷告，带领我们在地上学习过奉献的生活。主啊，今天早晨我们在侍立在你的跟前，凭着你的恩典把感谢赞美归给你。主啊，求你显明你的恩惠，让我们在侍奉上，主啊，真的是能够跟得上你的带领。谢谢你的恩典眷顾和怜悯，垂听我的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的。主，早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we come before you.
我们感谢你救赎了我们。
We thank you for saving us.
赦免我们的罪。
For taking care of our sins.
并且把新的生命赐给我们。
And Lord, you gave us a new life.
因为你不仅叫我们脱离仇敌的手。
Lord, you not only took us away from Satan's grasp.
你更要我们能够活出你自己的形象。
But you want even more for us to live out the image of Christ.
你要把我们改变，完全像你一样。
Lord, you want to change us so that we are completely like you.
所以你的话提醒我们要追求成圣的生活。
So your word teaches us to pursue after sanctification.
我们感谢你还留我们在地上。
Lord, we thank you that you still allow us to have time in this world.
你还给我们这许多的机会。
You give us many more opportunities.
让我们学会怎样按照你的话活在你的面前。
May we learn to live according to your word before you.
让我们拒绝所有一切罪的试探和引诱。
That we can put down all the evil desires within us.
让我们把我们的肢体献给义作器具。
That we can offer all of our members to righteousness.
让我们因着追求能够看见成圣的果效。
That we can see the true work and result of sanctification.
好叫我们在那天见你面的时候。
So that on that day when we see you.
我们不至于羞愧。
That we will not be disappointed.
主啊，我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
求你借着真理的圣灵帮助我们。
May you allow your Holy Spirit to help us.
引我们进入这些真理的实际。
So that we can enter into these truths.
主啊，让我们在地上基督徒属灵的生活有一个确定的目标。
Lord, allow us to see that in our Christian life in this world, we have a specific goal and purpose.
也知道我们属灵生活真实的意义在哪里。
And help us to see the true meaning of our Christian life.
主啊，早晨我们愿意把自己完全交在你的手中。
Lord, this morning we want to offer ourselves completely to you.
我们乐意来做你的奴隶。
We gladly want to be your slaves.
愿你在我们身上真正的是为主。
So that you can be king.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you, Lord, for your grace.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.